We're going to be talking about grass now.
Green jobs.
Absolutely.
Green jobs.
Absolutely. Literally green. Mark Simmons is a research scientist at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center of the University of Texas at Austin. And the reason we are talking to Mark Simmons today is he thinks he's found the solution to our lawn problem. Maybe, John, maybe you didn't realize we had a lawn problem.
I do not have a lawn problem.
But, Mark, we do have a lawn problem. We've discovered recently through satellite imaging that there's about 40 million acres of lawn in the United States, correct?
That's right. It's a significant area. In fact, it's now already considered the largest irrigated crop in the U.S.
The largest irrigated crop in the U.S. And the reason this is a problem is because of what?
Well, I think that the main issues have been that it's a huge resource sink up till now. You know, we've essentially, over the last 50 years, developed lawns in this country to be a single species, which has really been on life support in terms of things like water inputs and fertilizer and pesticides. And in this day and age of sustainability, this ecological footprint is really too high, and so it needs some modification.
I read a comment from an environmental lawyer calling lawns absolutely insane, and I assume that you've agreed with them because you've been researching a new kind of grass there in Texas. What kind of grass have you discovered?
Well, the nice thing is it's actually not a new type of grass at all. It's something that's been around for a few thousand years. What we've been looking at is, rather than looking at, up to now, we've been using non-native species, and they've been highly bred for the purpose of creating that nice green velvet carpet. But what we did, we took a slightly different approach. We're very keen on serving particular environmental problems using native species. And so what we did is we simulated what nature does and other grasslands all around the world do, and that's you don't have one species, you have a whole collection, a suite of species, if you will. So what we did, we selected locally native species, which all looked kind of the same, and, you know, a botanist could tell them apart, but essentially they looked the same. And we simulated a real sort of short grass prairie. But to the extent that now they're all growing together, it's a nice dense turf, but it has all the added advantages of being native species.
But, you know, can I grow this grass you've developed in Texas? Can I grow that in New Jersey?
Right. Well, a lot of the species they grow all the way up to Canada. Some of them are, a couple of them are more local. But the point is, it's the approach here that we tested. It wasn't so much that this species can grow around the continental U.S. It's that we should really be exploiting our own regionally native species to create lawns rather than importing them from overseas.
And if I use this particular approach to grass, I won't have to use a lot of water or pesticides or fertilizers.
What we were particularly interested in were things. One of the biggest resources is things like mowing. You know, we put about 500,000 gallons of gasoline into our mowers every year in the U.S. So what we're saying, well, how can we reduce mowing? Well, these species actually grow quite slowly. And most of them are all evolved for low-nutrient soil. So you've got low mowing, and because they're adapted to low-nutrient situations, which you find out in nature, you don't have to fertilize these to the extent that we do our regular lawns.
It's a true green revolution. Mark Simmons is a research scientist at the Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center of the University of Texas at Austin. He joined us from his offices in Austin, Texas.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.